right, so if I had to give this lesson a title, I would say it's being right in the wrong way. So we often face situations where things don't really go our way or the way that we thought they should go, and that often can be very frustrating, whether you're at school or on the job or you're with your family and friends. We all know what it feels like to be mistreated or to have things happen that we can't control. I have control issues, so that happens to me a lot. Whether a boss or a coworker blames you or belittles you for something they didn't do, or you have a teacher that calls you out and you feel like maybe they could have handled it better, or a friend that tells your business or something, just little things, we all know what that feels like. Life seems to have a lot of those moments where things don't really seem fair. However, in every situation we face where people act wrongly, how do we react? What is our reaction? No matter how much in the right we are, our reaction will say everything about our character. It has the biggest influence on the ones around us, whether that be positive or negative, and it can be very easy to react to these situations with the first things that come to your mind. Some of the first reactions that you might have might be getting defensive and back-talking when somebody confronts you or says something, or you might leave that situation and go rant to a friend, or have an attitude and treat that person wrong. It's very easy to let the flesh take over and just react to the situation with the first thing that comes to mind. Often, I think you can justify your action to be like, well, I reacted this way because it's their fault. You know, it's not my fault. Why should I have to apologize? But I want to challenge us, including me, to be better. There are some thoughts that God has been working on with me for a few weeks. The Bible tells us how to react in these situations. So in Ephesians 4 and 32, it reads, "Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." So the context of this verse, Paul is talking about God forgiving us for what our sins did to Christ. We put him on a cross, and God forgave us for that. Our situations can be nothing compared to that. So why should we hold unforgiveness against someone? Who are we to be bitter against those people when God doesn't hold that against us? Earlier in that fourth chapter, Ephesians, the verse 26, Paul says, "Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." He acknowledges that we're human and we're going to have emotions and feel strongly about things. And he's not saying that we're expected to take this hit to our emotions or our pride or whatever it may be and just be happy about it or just hold it in or whatever that may be. He acknowledges we're going to be angry and hurt, but we must not sin. He gives us good admonition to let not the sun go down upon your wrath, or in other words, don't go to bed angry. I'm sure there are times where people go to bed and they're still angry and fuming, and you're laying there trying to sleep, and you got to pray in order to let God help take those feelings away. You can't hold on to that without it starting to take a part of you. And the next verse in 27, it goes on to say, "Neither give place to the devil." If we hold on to the anger that you have, you're going to be giving the devil more and more chances to use that hurt against us. He's going to find a way to push us to sin. So in verse 31 in the Amplified, it says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, perpetual animosity, resentment, strife, fault-finding, and slander be put away from you, along with every kind of malice, all spitefulness, verbal abuse, and malevolence." Those are very strong emotions, but they're ones that people have felt. They have gotten angry, and they've reacted to the situation, and let the flesh take over. However, we have to be careful not to let that happen. So in the Bible, there are many examples on the extreme where anger has led men to do horrible things. The ones I have are where they've committed murder. So you have Cain, who killed his brother out of anger and jealousy. It has to take a lot of anger and a lot of jealousy to get to the point where you want to kill your own brother. But he let his emotions take over. You have Absalom, who killed his brother. You have Moses, who killed a man, all out of anger. It can be a very strong emotion. I can take over a person. So maybe our frustrations and our angers are going to cause us to kill someone, but it could cause us to do irreparable damage to a person's picture of Christ in our life. Maybe there's somebody that is watching you and they saw you get angry and react to a situation wrongly, and it's going to be like, oh, they're a Christian? Like, that's what that is? So another biblical example of being angry and sinning, there is Moses and the Israelites. They were in the wilderness, and God told Moses to speak to a rock. He had hit it earlier to make water come out of it, and he told him to speak to the rock, but Moses hit it, and he also took credit for this miracle. Let's read it really fast. In Numbers 20, 10, and 12, it says, "And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, Because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them." Moses was reacting to the frustration of the people. They had frustrated him to the point where he was very angry because they were complaining, and they did a lot of that, and he reacted. And while it's normal to feel frustrated, when God gives you a specific instruction and you're angry and you don't follow that instruction, that is sin. He ignored it because he was angry, and that's not an excuse. God was trying to make a point in telling Moses to speak to the rock instead of hitting it. He was trying to show a type of Christ, and Moses obscured the meaning. How many times are we getting in the way of something God is trying to work because of our pride and anger? God will be true. He wants us to lean on him and show us how to react when these feelings come up. Maybe there's a coworker or a friend or another teacher that God wants you to witness to, and he's going to have to take you some. It's going to take you going through some of these things in order to make them receptive. If they see you handling it with God's grace and wisdom, they're going to take a little more notice. It doesn't matter how in the right you are. What matters is how you handle the situations. A couple examples of ones who handled it well. There's a story of Job. He was, in the Bible, describes him as a perfect and righteous man. He faced a trial unlike anything we've ever faced. He lost just about everything. Except for his wife, and he still stayed true to God. In Job 10, Job talks about, he questions the Lord. He was kind of complaining about his situation, and then in chapters 38 and 39, the Lord answered him and showed him that he was there for Job. And then in chapter 42, Job repented and was putting his trust back in the Lord. He said in verse 2 that I know that you can do all things, and that no thought or purpose of yours can be restrained. Job may have been discouraged and lost faith, but looked to God to help him through this hard place, and God blessed him with more than he even had in the beginning. This is a process that takes time, and God will work with us in every situation to handle the next one better. We're human, and we're not going to handle everything perfect, but God's going to work with us in the next time to do that much better. It just takes a receptive heart. And then there's a story of Joseph. Every turn, it seemed like something bad was happening to him. So he got sold into slavery by his brothers, and then his boss's wife, had some accusations against him that got him sent to prison. And then he was nice to people in prison, and then they really didn't help him out any. And it just probably felt like just nothing was working out. He did everything right, and it just seemed like nothing was working out. I'm sure it got frustrating, but God allowed each of these things to happen for his glory. Joseph trusted God and handled himself well in every situation and let God use him. In the end, Joseph was able to testify in Genesis 50 and 20, saying, "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people." How we handle ourselves in a trial, maybe it won't help us save a whole nation, but what if it witnesses to those around us and helps us save a soul? That would be worth it. So we have a purpose, and we're here. God has sent us to earth to serve him and to bring others to him. in Matthew 5, 14 through 16. This is from the Amplified, but it says, "You are the light of Christ to the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all those, or to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that you may, that they may see your good deeds and moral excellence, and recognize and honor and glorify your Father who is in heaven." So we're going to be watched by the world because of who we serve. They're going to notice a difference in us. We dress different, we act different, we don't partake in the things of the world. They're going to notice these external things. But will they be able to see that it's God if we have an attitude and react in anger when the littlest inconveniences might come your way? If you lean on God and share our feelings with Him, He's going to give us power to forgive others. It will speak more to the ones around you than if you just reacted the same way that anyone else would. I think often people justify their reactions. I mean, like, I was a lot, like, other people reacted that way, so why can't I? But that's not what God is calling us to be doing. He may be setting it up so that you can witness to your friends and family. We can't grow unless hard things come our way. God is allowing things to happen so that we can witness to those around us. We are a light to this world. So again, no matter how much in the right we are, our reaction is the most important. And we always have to trust God for whatever reason that He may have and be working for every trial, and let Him use it to His glory.